right, Dad, hit it. You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for March 1993. And now, here's the Prince of Hocus, the Emir of Editing, the Deacon of DX, and the King of Cassettes, Mr. Fred Bobby. This is Connie Bobby, your backstage announcer. And now, here's Dad.
Thank you very much, Connie, and welcome to the March 1993 edition of the DX Audio Service. I'm Fred Vobey in the Sheetrock Announce Booth with your DX Audio Service. You notice it's a little bit different intro than we usually have on the DX Audio Service. Seems that we're taking some of your suggestions that you are telling us about. We asked for your suggestions, bouquets, brickbats, comments, criticisms, whatever. And that was one of them. We'd like to acknowledge that we're going to try to cook things along a little bit faster, make them a little bit more exciting and interesting. Number two is we're changing the microphone here in the studio. A couple of members said that sometimes I tend to sound too bassy on their cassettes, and so I changed the microphone here from a RCA 77DX to an Audio-Technica ATM-25. Let's see if this makes a difference, okay? And also, the couple comments were made to get back to mentioning some of the members who have come aboard and also some renewals, so let's take care of that right now. Welcoming in Cheryl Henson of St. Louis, Missouri, and Jana Schroeder from Dayton, Ohio. Thanks for joining the DX Audio Service. I know you're going to love it. And renewing is Ernie Wesolowski, Big Ernie out there in Omaha, Jim Snowbarger in Marshalltown, Iowa, Duncan Shaw, Bill Schaefer, Marcy Scott, Michael Petruk, Rhonda Nelson, Thomas Jackson, John Glass, Doug Emerson, Carl Dabblestein, Deborah Kalbeck, and Thomas Bilton, also John Frederico, Larry Mann, and Steve Bauer. Glad to have you along here on the DX Audio Service. Before we get into Jerry Starr with the AM switch, I got to tell you this joke that Connie told to me. Now, keep in mind, this is a radio family. All of us listen to the radio a lot. So, and if you didn't listen to radio, if you don't listen to radio, you wouldn't get this joke. But Connie comes up to me a couple days ago and says, "Dad, I can spell President Clinton's cat's name." I says, "Oh, yeah?" She looks at me and she goes, "S-O-C-K-S." And with that, let's go over to Jerry, S-T-A-R-R.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch. Right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, we have four editions of the Switch to bring you this month. We start with reference number 302, one call interchange on 1480 CKAN. Newmarket, Ontario changes to CKDX. One application of interest on 1270 WLAW in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. A new station which is not yet on the air would like to change its city of license to Fall River, Massachusetts. And under grants on 570 WMCA in New York City becomes the first of the former regional frequency stations to receive a grant for power in excess of the old limit, which was 5,000 watts. They have a grant for 50,000 watts day, 30,000 watts night, with a U3 antenna. That means the same directional pattern day and night. Down under otherness on 540 WDMV, Pocomoke City, Maryland, this station has been silent since the middle of January. This may be to facilitate their move to Brinklow, Maryland, which was recently granted. On 600 WFST, Caribou, Maine, this station is silent. 750 WWAX, Oliphant, Pennsylvania, is silent. They should return once the station is sold to new owners. 820 WSWI, Evansville, Indiana, this station used to not operate on Sundays. They are now operating 7 days a week. 960 WBEU, Beaufort, South Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. And on 990 KZZB, Beaumont, Texas, is back on the air. 1020 KRAD, Perry, Oklahoma, is silent, pending a sale to new owners. 1260 KVSF, Santa Fe, New Mexico, after being off the air for several years, this new station is now back on the air. They are carrying audio from the FM station in Espanola, New Mexico, but we understand within the next 2 weeks they will be doing their own programming. It will be news and talk. On 1390 WTMS, Presque Isle, Maine, this station is silent. And with this station going silent, and as we just mentioned, the 600 station in Caribou silent, and as far as we know, the other AM station in Presque Isle already silent, it looks like all the AM stations in the Presque Isle market may be silent at the same time. Also on 1390 WDOT in Burlington, Vermont, this silent station should be back on the air by the time you hear this. 1400 KYLR Huntsville, Texas, silent station back on the air. 1480 WRDW Augusta, Georgia is back on the air. 1500 WDEE Reed City, Michigan is silent. And on 1510 KMOO in Mineola, Texas is silent. We'll return with new owners shortly. Moving on to AM switch number 303, one application of interest on 650 KZTU Junction City, Oregon would like to move to 660 kilohertz, where they will have 10,000 watts day, 550 watts night, directional antenna at night only if that move is granted. Under otherness on 1270 KDJI Holbrook, Arizona, this station is reported to be silent due to recent floods. That's right, floods in Arizona. 1370 KTMG Deer Trail, Colorado. We've been in Deer Trail. It's just basically a wide spot in the road. This station has been silent since 1969, but is expected to return by the end of March 1993 with satellite country programming. 1400 WMCS Machias, Maine is silent. 1440 KKIP Lowell, Arkansas is silent. And on 1580 WUIV Ickard Township, North Carolina, this station has ended its simulcast agreement with the WNNC in Newton and has gone silent. On to edition number 304, there were a few call letter changes. On 540, KJQI, Costa Mesa, California, changes to KOJY. And on 560, we mentioned last time that some people had reported the station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, changing their call to WISH, but that had not been reported to us by the FCC. Well, it turns out that was not a call change. The station remains WAEZ. They only call themselves WISH on the air, but when they give the legal ID at the top of the hour, they are still WAEZ. And on 1260, KGIL San Fernando, California, changes to KJQI. Applications from existing facilities on 990 WALE, Providence, Rhode Island, wants to change their city of license to Greenville, Rhode Island. Down in otherness, a 900 WCOR, Lebanon, Tennessee, this silent station is about to return with new ownership. 920 WMMN, Fairmont, West Virginia, this silent station has returned to the air. They are running CNN News. 950 WNCC, Barnesboro, Pennsylvania, this silent station has been sold to the people who own WCRO on 1230 and WRDD on 1580 and is expected to return to the air and carry the same programming that is already being carried on those two stations, so I guess that will make it a triple cast. 970 WHWB Rutland, Vermont is silent. On 1030 KTWO Casper, Wyoming, a rare state for DX in the eastern part of the country, this station has been running non-directional at night with a reduced power of 30 kilowatts due to some fire damage that destroyed some of their phasing equipment in the directional system. So it will be fixed shortly. But now is the time to go looking on 1030 at night for KTWO, and it might give you the state of Wyoming. 1050 WNTR, Silver Spring, Maryland. This station went silent 1st of February, and we understand that they are going to be returning to the air with children's programming and may possibly be back on by the time this reaches you. 1150 WKPA, New Kensington, Pennsylvania. This silent station has returned to the air. 1230 WBME, Belfast, Maine. Silent station is back on the air. On 1400 WBRL, Berlin, New Hampshire, this station has notified the FCC they plan to return to the air by the end of 1993. Also on 1400 WHIL, Rayford, North Carolina, is silent. 1410 KLEV, Cleveland, Texas, is silent. 1450 KDRW, Silverton, Colorado, which has been silent for quite some time. The license for this station has been canceled by the FCC, and the call letters have been deleted. We've been in Silverton, Colorado, and always wondered why they needed a radio station. They could probably cover the whole town by putting a loudspeaker in the window. Maybe that's their plan now. 1460 WCRY in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. This silent station is now back on the air. They are rebroadcasting the programming from WEEB, the 990 station in Southern Pines, North Carolina. And finally on 1520 KFXE, Camdenton, Missouri. This station was granted a construction permit to build a new station in 1986. They never built the station. That construction permit has finally been canceled by the FCC, so you can scratch that one out of your log. And finally, we move on to edition number 305. Once again, there were no call letter changes. As a matter of fact, we've seen a grand total of 3 call letter changes for U.S. AM stations in the last 5 weeks. Why so few? We really don't know. Under otherness on 970 KQAQ Austin, Minnesota, this silent station is back on the air. 1010 KPSL Thousand Palms, California, silent station has returned to the air. 1080 WLVN Brantley, Alabama is back on the air. On 1100, there were a number of applications for new stations in Florida. These applications were mutually exclusive. In other words, only one of the batch was going to get granted because they were all very close to each other. These have now been dismissed by the FCC, and these applications on 1100 can be scratched from your log. Jensen Beach, Florida, Loxahatchee, Florida, Palm Shores, Florida, and Umatilla, Florida. On 1110, application for a new station in Parkland, Florida has been dismissed. And on 1120, application for a new station in Vero Beach, Florida has also been dismissed. 1310 WGSA, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, license for this station has been terminated by the FCC and the call letter is deleted. 1340 KSEK, Pittsburgh, Kansas. This station is now relaying the programming from KNHN, the 1340 station in Kansas City, Kansas. Also on 1340 KSID, Sydney, Nebraska. This station is now carrying the programming of KIMB, the 1260 station in Kimball, Nebraska. 1360 KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado. Audio service reporter Wayne Heinen reports to us that this new station is on the air. Their first day was February 15th. And on 1480 KFMQ Lincoln, Nebraska is silent. And that wraps up our edition of AM Switch for this month on the audio service. John Bowker is next with Travelog, and I'll see you in a month with more stuff from the broadcast band. John, take it away.
Oh, yes, that music is me. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to part one of a two-part travelogue this month. We're going to learn what the sounds are coming out of 1050 kilohertz here and there across the country, but for the first time since we started this channel-by-channel trek up the dial a couple of years ago, we've finally come to a channel with so many stations, there's just no way we can get them all on one travelogue and still leave time for Fred to say goodbye at the end of the tape. So we're going to split 1050 in half, roughly, because one of my favorite things to hear is Fred saying goodbye. Well, now, 1050 is viewed in an entirely different way by the lawyers at the FCC than is 1040 that we talked about last month. Now, just to recap, if you recall, about 10 years ago, there were only 3 or 4 stations on the air at 1040 on the dial, and one of those was in Puerto Rico and another was in Hawaii. Well, 10 years ago, on 1050, there were 55 active stations. Today, on 1050, there are 53 active stations, so there's a slightly negative growth problem there, I'd have to say. The difference really is that 1050 is a Mexican clear channel. That is, any station in the U.S. has to avoid interfering with Mexican stations on this frequency as well as with other U.S. stations. So, the U.S. has said that stations on 1050 can operate with 50,000 watts, and by the way, 2 U.S. stations do, KOFY in San Mateo, runs full power daytimes and they drop down at night, and the New York City station runs 50,000 watts day and night. Both stations use directional antennas. And CHUM up in Toronto, another of the stations we're going to hear next month on the travelogue, it also runs 50,000 watts full-time. But enough. Let's slip into our ski parkas and our snowshoes, and we'll venture into the Garden State and see what's up there on the March 1993 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
WBNC listening, AM and FM Conway. The time is 12 o'clock.
Oh, and then WBNC lost its connection. BNC connector, you understand that? Oh, dear Fred, we don't have many hams in the audience today, but anyway, WBNC was the call sign in Conway, New Hampshire. They went off the air about 3 years ago. Then they came back, and if you drive north of Concord, New Hampshire, the state capital these days, this is what you hear.
This is your CMA member station, WJXY Conway.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see, in the southern part of New Hampshire, you through? Not yet. Okay, now you're through. Okay, in the southern part of New Hampshire is an area they call the Monadnock region. It's east of city of Keene, several dozen miles or so. Nestled in the hills is Peterborough, and their announcer who has just given a station break. I think, what was it you said, sir?
I said we're WSLE and WFCV in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
Okay, I was afraid you weren't there at all for a minute. That station, WSCV, that's the AM side, by the way, it only lasted a couple of years. Went off the air for an extended period. The license was picked up by some local interests in the Peterborough, Monadnock Ringe area. And they came back with some very fine musical programs, in my view.
You're listening to WRPT and WMDK in Peterborough, New Hampshire.
Well now, ladies and gentlemen, not only are we about to cross the Hudson River out of New England, but we're going to come to one of the sadder moments in my hobby time, I must admit, the loss of a major radio station. You know, back in 1952, there were three stations in New York competing head-to-head for the adult pop music audience. WNEW was the leader, of course. WINS was right in the fray, too. And as some of you know, I used to read news on WINS for several weeks in late 1952 as part of my training program with the RCA Institutes there. And then finally, there was WHN 1050. WHN. They had terrific talent. And, of course, they carried Major League Baseball, as did WINS on occasion. But then things started happening at WHN. Ted Husing left. The station was sold to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And they changed the call letters to WMGM. Gee, you know, that still sounds familiar. Oh, remember this? Hello, this is Spencer Tracy, and you were tuned to the call letters of the stars, WMGM, New York. Now, and they had all the MGM stars giving the idea. A few years later, when that didn't work very well, they reverted, luckily, to WHN. And I say luckily because the FCC doesn't anymore reissue three-letter calls once they've been given up by a station. So there was WHN on July 1st, 1987. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I really don't have the heart to play for you any more of this tape than you're about to hear.
All the good times. New York.
Great moments in sports, then and now. Sports Radio 1050, WFAN, New York City. All sports, all the time.
I wonder how many of you remember that day, and perhaps how many of you remember that WFAN was the station that came on the air at 1050. Not 660, not at first. And what you heard was the changeover from WHN to WFAN. There was no ribbon cutting. There was no general manager of WFAN. And no more music from WHN ever, ever. But negotiations were continuing about that Clear Channel in New York. The people who owned the Newark station at 620 on the dial wanted a piece of the action. And indeed, it wasn't long before WFAN moved to the 660 spot. Another sad moment of my life, since by then I was holding the license, actually, for NBC, for their WNBC, and had worked with their staff for over a decade. But the day WFAN moved to 660, another station came on 1050 to replace it.
This is WUKQ New York.
But the negotiations got complicated, and a powerful broadcasting interest in New York came along, looking for that 1050 slot. For years, they had been sharing time and then sharing interference with other stations at 1330 on the dial. And suddenly, the ethnic voice of WEVD came to the fore.
Doesn't one and one make two?
Where the station everyone is switching to. New York's Greater 1050, WEVD in stereo.
Okay. If everybody else is switching to WEVD, as he said, maybe we should give them another ID opportunity.
You know, there's got to be a difference. Dan, hold on, because we're going to go break to the news, and then we'll get right back.
Update 1050 is next, here on WEVD New York, also serving New Jersey and Connecticut.
Agriculture chemicals and fire retardants are made by the company.
Oh, boy. That's enough of that. Real generous of that announcer, also serving New Jersey and Connecticut from a 50,000-watt station in New York. Boy, you know, the only way not to serve New Jersey and Connecticut from New York City is to reduce their power to about, oh, I don't know, a tenth of a watt ought to do it. All right, so let's move out of there. Now we come to Pennsylvania. Three stations dot the Commonwealth at 1050 on the dial, and here's kind of how they sound.
K.E. Everett, Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's not fair. Come on.
Agriculture chemicals and fire retardants are made by the company.
Yeah, we heard that one before. Sounds like last month, doesn't it? Here's WSKE cleanly.
WSKE Everett, Pennsylvania, where your friends are.
Thank you.
WLYC, Williamsport.
From the World Bank, not a press international. This is Jack Vale.
Hey, now, you want to have some fun? What? Listen to this. The announcer on this next station in Pennsylvania is obviously rushed getting up to the news. You know, he's looking at the clock, and the woman's talking too late, and he's got to get up to the news, mutual news. But that's bad enough. But the mutual newscaster sounds like he's rushed. Listen closely to what he actually says about the role of the firemen in this terrible fire out west.
322 North McCain Street in Butler.
This is 1050 WBUT in Butler, Pennsylvania. This is Mutual News.
Mutual News, I'm Paul Henderson in Washington. Firefighters in seven western states have injured at least 50 people and burned over some 750 square feet.
I didn't know firemen were supposed to do that. Okay. Well, let's see. Next, I've got three IDs for you, with little I can say, since they're all that remain from a lot of effort, I'm sure. Well, actually, it was mostly by me, I guess. But that really doesn't carry much weight. I'm going to play you these two IDs just without interruption, because there's just nothing more I can say about them.
WMSG in Oakland, Maryland.
WADC, Parkersburg.
That's all we kept, and I spent a night in Parkersburg, and I don't know why that's all I kept, and I've said this many times on the travelogue. If you're tape recording stations, tape a little more than that, please. We've learned our lesson in the last, say, 10 years. Those station breaks are both more than 10 years old by far. It occurs to me, though, that my life is in jeopardy. I skipped one station in New York State, Baldwinsville. And it wouldn't be all that important, I guess, except that it is a radio station, and we have it on tape. And most importantly, it's near our leader's home. Ken Chatterton, it turns out, lives just north of Syracuse, not far from Baldwinsville, and I wouldn't want Ken to fire me for something so stupid as skipping the station at 10:40 that he 10:50 that he listens to. After all, he is Crazy Ken, as you've heard Fred tell you from time to time.
And we're WSCN, WSCN-FM in Baldwinsville, New York. Central New York's music alternative, celebrating International Country Music Month. I'm Daniel. It's 3 o'clock, and I forgot the weather.
Well, that's all right, because I forgot about you too, Dan. So, well, what can I tell you? This next, here's an ID that I guess we'll never fix because this Norfolk, Virginia station went silent nearly a year ago. But here's the problem you have when you record a non-legal ID.
WCMS.
Okay, where's WCMS? Well, it's in Norfolk, Virginia. But I know that, but I can't prove it. So that really doesn't belong as part of the audio service collection. But that makes us move to the nation's capital. That's where all the rules are made. Except for those of you in northern Alaska, you might not realize that Silver Spring, Maryland is right there on Georgia Avenue, and Georgia Avenue starts downtown in the District of Columbia. Here's two cuts of their 1050 station. First the old, and then the new.
99.5 FM stereo, WGAY Washington, and WGAY AM 1050, Silver Spring.
From the top of the World Building, WGAY, Stereo 99 in Washington, plus WQMR, 1050 Silver Spring.
Okay. Now, Dale Hamm, before he left the eastern stretches of the U.S., ventured into northern Tennessee, where he was able to snag this remote ID for us.
40 degrees at 4 o'clock at WGAT, Gate City.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor. The U.S. Senate has just approved a foreign aid package for the Soviet Union.
Well, interesting flutter on that tape. I don't know where it came from. But we see now let's cross into the southern tier of states. And as so often, North Carolina comes first.
You're listening to the Johnny Miller Beach and Oldie Show on WFJA and WWGP, Sanford, Southern Pines, Asheboro.
And now as we move further south, we come to a Georgia peach.
Serving the entire family with quality programming. WFAM, Augusta, Georgia.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello again, friends. I'm Paul Heil, and welcome to this week's edition of The Gospel Grace.
And down in the southwestern part of the state, we hear...
Again tomorrow morning, same time, doing it all over once again. WMNC Montezuma, Georgia, it's now 9 o'clock.
NBC Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ken Herrera.
Okay, Ken, we will leave you at this point and cross the St. Mary's River into Florida.
When corresponding with this ministry, be sure to mention the Rose of Jacksonville, WROS. Welcome to Arms Around Jacksonville.
Okay, I know about Arms Around Jacksonville. Interstate 295 goes around Jacksonville, too. We've heard about the arms you need to protect yourself. Well, that's a lousy joke. Finally, this month we come to the station we've been waiting for, at least my cohort has been waiting for over 35 years. See, John, I don't give any information, I just give data. Yes, son John spotted this call sign, well, not 35 years ago, perhaps, more like 20 years ago. It's his initials on the AM side.
Well, the weatherman says it's going to be partly sunny today with a 30% chance of thunder showers, highs 80 to 85 degrees. It's 8 o'clock.
WAAC WJSB Crestview is CBS.
And that's what we have for you this month on the Travelogue. Next month we'll finish up 1050. So long now.
WMGM 1050.
It's time now for our Musings for Members column. These are the thoughts of the National Radio Club DX Audio Service members.
Good morning, Fred, and all audio service subscribers. Paul Burkhart, Watertown, Massachusetts. On January 22nd, just before 8 o'clock in the morning, I have just found out that WRZE They call it the 96 FM, 96.3 FM, The Rose. That is the new station from Nantucket Hyannis on Cape Cod. It used to be WNTX, the all-oldies station on Cape Cod. That is now WRZE.
All right, hello everyone. DX is everywhere. This is Tom Jackson from Sycamore, Illinois. And I'd like to ask the members out there or anyone if they've experienced the new Super Radio 3. Okay, the General Electric Super Radio 3. And where can I get one? The local appliance store around here, they say that the radio's hard to get and they don't know when they can get it, and I'm getting all kinds of hassles. So if anyone can give me some information on how to order that radio, or if they've experienced it and if they can tell me how it is, you know, how it performs, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Fred, this is Don Wilkerson reporting for the DX Audio Service on February the 1st at 9:30 in the morning on a Monday morning, and WMMN in Fairmont, West Virginia on 9:20 is back on the air now with CNN News.
Hi, Fred. This is Dan Perrin from Mount Clemens, Michigan. Well, even though I'm against all the satellite feed and syndicated talk show hosts and everything, the one that I really did like, I'm sorry to say, is moving from nighttime to daytime. As of today, February 1st, Larry King was no longer on at night. He will be on during the daytime. He'll be on during the day from 3 to 6. We also have a couple radio format changes. WBXX out of Battle Creek is going from an oldies format to a variety format. And we have a format change here in the Detroit area. WDFX 99.5 FM is going from rap and new wave to news talk. They figured that they could do a news talk thing on FM. I don't know how that'll work because we still have WWJAM and we have WXYT, which is all news talk.
Hi, Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, with a call letter and a couple of format changes. First of all, on January 4th of this year, WOGO in Halley, Wisconsin, which is just outside of Chippewa Falls and serves the Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls area, changed from business radio to a satellite service called Super Country Gospel. So that's what they did. And just recently, just within this past weekend, January 29th and 30th, WMIN on 1030 in Maplewood, Minnesota, suburb of St. Paul, changed their call letter to WCTS. Now, WCTS is owned by the Central Theological Bible Seminary, and they're an FM station at 100.3. Well, what they did is they moved their programming to the AM side, and the FM facility was sold to Steve Goldstein, who used to be the general manager of WCCO before they were taken over by CBS. And I just talked to Bruce Elving just before New Year's, and he told me that the new station didn't apply for any call letters yet. So I don't know if they have now, but they didn't as of New Year's.
Well, hello, Fred and fellow DXers. This is Kevin LaRose out in Renton, Washington, nursing sort of a cold, so you have to bear with me for a second. Also, I may be putting my foot in my mouth a little bit, but I was listening to the February DX audio service, and KHVH was put on 1040, both by John Belker and by themselves.
But maybe I'm putting my foot, again, maybe I'm putting my foot in my mouth, but it seems to me that when I was in Hawaii going on 14 years ago, at that time, that station was on 990. I'm wondering, was there a frequency change that I missed? I don't know. Anyway, have a good month, and I'll be looking forward to the March issue. And I have no idea about the jumble. Bye.
Hey, just wanted to let everybody know, this is Mark Marino from Long Beach, probably for the last time. We now have new call letters on 540 and 1260. They're both simulcasting the same format. The call letters on 540 are KOJY. The call on 1260 is KJQI. It's called KJOY. It's big bands, and you get to hear Chuck Southcott in the morning, Wink Martindale in the midday, and Gary Owens in the afternoon. Seems like they're going to do a nice job on the station.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh here. And I'd like to tell you that 1480 KWUN in Concord is now silent. Its last day of broadcasting was Sunday night, and I believe they went off the air at about 8 o'clock, but they've been silent. It's now Saturday, February 6th, after 4 p.m., and KWUN is no more. I don't know what station will come on to replace it or anything like that, but that's the end of 1480 KWUN. So we now have two silent stations in the Bay Area, 1370 Keene and 1480 KWUN. That's all.
All right, this is Tom Jackson from Sycamore. We're doing this thing on February 7th, 1993. To Fred Vovey, thanks so much for playing that WVON jingle in your Jingle Jungle thing there, demonstration there. That jingle brought back lots of memories when I used to live in Chicago, when WVON was one of the biggest soul stations in the area. If anyone has that jingle in their collection, or that jingle package, even the music tracks, if you could send me a tape of that, I would appreciate it. The name here is Tom Jackson. The address is 350 Grant Street in Sycamore, Illinois, apartment 501. The zip code is 60178. Telephone number is area code 815-895-6508. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. Paul in New Jersey. Comments on three frequencies mentioned on the February DXAS. 540, the move of WDMV from Pocomoke City to Brinklow, Maryland is not your ordinary move. Pocomoke City is near the Virginia line on Delmarva. Brinklow is 10 miles north of Washington, D.C. What's going on here? 560, Wish is officially still WEAZ Philadelphia. 1040, the deal with WJHR Flemington, New Jersey, is that they have no money. They won't be on the air anytime soon. That's why John Bowker heard and saw nothing. Take care.
Hi, Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, with an update. Last Wednesday, which I believe was February 3rd, I discovered that KQAQ is in Austin, Minnesota. It's back on the air on 970. If you remember from past audio services, they were the station that was on once a week with religious programming and big band music. Well, now it seems that they've been taken over by new owners, and they were bought by new owners, and they call themselves the Talk of Southern Minnesota, identifying the cities of Austin, Albert Lea, and Rochester. Although the only talk that I hear on there or notice is they bring Rush at his regular time and TalkNet after 6 o'clock. The rest of the day, and their programming has pretty much been taken over by CNN, I guess, to do some local stuff in the morning. So that's the latest. KQAQ in Austin, Minnesota, back on the air after a couple-year hiatus.
Hi, this is Lucille calling from Watertown. one of the newer members of the DX Audio Service, just to inform you all that as of Friday, February the 12th, at approximately 4 p.m., we have a new country station here in Boston. Call letters would be WCLB. Most of you may remember it as WVBF back from 1971 up to the present. So we're certainly glad that we have a new country station. It's been a long time in coming. So, good DX to you all.
And I echo that. This is her better half, Paul Burkhart, and welcome to WCLB.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington. A couple of minor notes here. You obviously heard about the storm that we had up here in this area. Every radio station here in Olympia, which is something like eight stations, if you include AM and FM and stuff like that, was pretty much off the air except KGY AM and their new FM, which has been on the air about 4 months, stayed on with their generator and managed to keep broadcasting emergency news, you know, for all the time the power was off. Some people were off for like several days. An interesting phenomenon, KBTC in Tacoma, which has been relaying the 90s modern rock format from the station in Auburn, went back to its other format, which was the mellow rock format that it was doing before, for about 4 hours so that it could broadcast emergency news in the Tacoma area, and then after that just pretty much ran the dead carrier until the station in Auburn got its power back on and could start running its normal format. So it's like, it's got to be the shortest format change I've ever heard of. So that's pretty much it from here. I'm going to be going to the ACB convention in San Francisco, and I'm kind of wondering how many DX Audio Service people will be there. So people might call up and leave messages on the action line if they're going to go, and maybe we can all get together and do what it is, or whatever it is radio people do at times like that.
Hello, DX Audio Service members. This is Deb Caldback from Des Moines, Iowa, and I would like to report that Sagdaw Communications is purchasing KIOA AM and FM. They already own KRNT and Q102 here in Des Moines, which is another AM and FMer, and so that will make the third duopoly in Des Moines. Good DX.
Hi, audio service listeners, and this is Russell Fry in Indianapolis, Indiana. I've got a couple of things that have happened here within the last couple of weeks. This is the 15th of February that I'm making this phone call. On the 12th of February, which was last Friday at 12 noon, a new radio station signed on the air, technically licensed to Noblesville, which is just about 15, 20 miles north of Indianapolis. WXTZ, a 6,000-watt FM station at 93.9, signed on the air with a easy listening, most people would call it elevator-type format. A major change that happened, though, on February the 1st, WIBC 1070 AM, 50,000-watt, went all news talk and stopped playing any music. According to newspaper accounts, in April, Rush Limbaugh is going to change from a smaller news talk station to this higher power station, so that will happen probably in another month or so, but WIBC has gone all news talk, and then we have the new WXTZ at 93.9, and it is actually a new station. It is not a station that has changed formats. It is a station that no longer had not existed until last Friday. So that's what's happening here in the Indianapolis area. Thank you.
Hey, greetings, NRC folks. Jim Snowbarger, Marshalltown, Iowa here. I just want to make a comment about CPC tests. From a perspective you may not have thought of it,
we're always thanking the stations for their cooperation with us, but which is nice and worth doing. But this month they had a chance to be on the inside of a couple of successful DX tests, and I can tell you that these two guys were both really excited about doing it. And when the members called in during the test, they were like kids at Christmas. It was really something for them. And then to get the mailing afterward, have the cards and letters trickle in, I think was equally exciting. So they definitely got a reward, and they definitely appreciated the support of our membership. So I think we're making friends in the broadcast community by supporting these tests and making sure that they hear from us. So thanks to all of you who did participate in our tests from Iowa. Speaking for the staff of the stations, thank you over and over.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. That Mexican station on 1620 that was asked about in the last DX audio service, that's actually a harmonic of a station on 810. I have forgotten the call and the city, but I have heard the station. Fred, I think for the contest, you should extend the time limit a little bit. Some of us may not get our tapes right away, and perhaps don't get to listen to them right away. I think you should make it the last day of the next month rather than the 15th, and if you did that, I'd have a go at the next contest. Also, Fred, or somebody, what is WLWA 550 actually doing? Are they just simulcasting WLW, and if so, what's the point? What's their plan, do you know? Last weekend I visited Atlanta, and I was doing some DXing. At night I heard French on 860, and of course I assumed it was CJBC, but I heard commercials. I checked very, very carefully to make sure that I was not on 850 CKVL, and I was not. So who would be having commercials in French on 860? Can anyone help? Also, for those of you who haven't been there, I found Atlanta to be a very fascinating AM market with lots of sort of off-the-wall, small little stations.
Well, hello, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here. On Thursday, the 18th of February, just after 1 a.m., KPLS in Orange, as well as the AM station at 850 in Thousand Oaks, are now subscribing to the satellite format for kids. Apparently, it's a brand new format called Radio Oz, and it's rather interesting. I just heard them play Clear by Gilbert O'Sullivan, and I heard them play another version of the Martian Hop. So very interesting kids format on the satellite now, Radio Oz. That's all for now.
And that's all for our Musings from Members column. We'll have comments on part two of the DX audio service for March 1993. Right now, I got to skedaddle out of here and catch an HF net on the repeater, so we'll see you on part two.
443.625. Le répétiteur KB8BMQ.
443.625. This is the KB8BMQ repeater.